Joining us now in studio from the city of Northfield is Emery John. Good morning, Emery.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Logan. I'm really thrilled to be here.
And today you're going to be joining us to talk about a new program the city is launching, Connecting Businesses and Community. Talk a little about, give us the 50,000 foot overview. What is this program?
So this program is a partnership with the University of Minnesota Extension, and they design a interview guide with our help to make it kind of feel more local and real for Northfield. Then we go out into our community and we work through the interview with every business and manager and owner who's willing to sit down and talk with us, so we can get a better sense of what we can do as City Hall to improve everything from profitability to visibility to communication with city staff, to keep businesses, to help businesses grow and just improve the business atmosphere here in Northfield.
So what I'm hearing is this is collecting data, interviewing people and such. Is that the main goal? Is there any other aims with this project?
Well, I think one of the parts that I've been most excited for and been enjoying the most is just getting to talk with so many different people who work in so many different sectors in Northfield. So behind the data, or really in front of the data, are these pretty interesting conversations. And I've heard a lot of stories. I've gotten a lot of sense of what people like and don't like about Northfield. Spoiler, a lot of people think it is charming. and that gets reflected into this data in a really interesting way that helps quantify the qualifiable. And through like our note taking, so this is usually two interviewers come and interview a business owner instead of just one. So there's a lot of information being taken in, written down. And that becomes codified in a part of this project that feels kind of more real than just a survey would, right? You're not just filling out numbers. You're really having a conversation.
And when all this information has been collected and all the data has been gathered, what is the goal? Are you going to make some big report to kind of the city? Is it going to help guide where the city goes with this? Well, I guess what's the idea, the end game with this?
Yeah, so there's a brief report that's compiled with the running collection of data. And then we also get a very long and in-depth report in several months that gives us a really good sense. It aggregates that data, what we should be doing. We get strategy recommendations and proposals from the U of M extension team. And we also hear about a lot of low-hanging fruit problems that are local to Northfield that we as city staff hopefully can just work to address immediately. So it's that twofold approach, right? It's the big picture stuff that the data in aggregate really helps us understand. And it's what those conversations bring, which is kind of the on the ground impression of all of these different businesses and what they are experiencing on their day to day and what we can do. Even the smallest things we would love to hear about and bring back to our teams at City Hall to try to incorporate into solutions.
And you say like the average is a lot and the aggregate. Does this mean that you're looking at individual businesses' responses, or that actually, if you're a business, you're kind of, your responses, I guess, are anonymous because it's part of these larger averages and such?
So everything is confidential in terms of releasing businesses' names with their data. That being said, if a business owner consents to those kind of low-hanging fruit solutions being distributed, so whether that be us being able to target like a pothole, that sort of fix, that level of involvement, right? A business owner can consent to that information being shared internally if it's a solutions-driven kind of conversation. But no kind of public data will be accessible about which business said what about what, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Those numbers, that aggregate that we speak of, that is to protect confidentiality, which is really important to the academic survey side of this project.
And you've mentioned the city's involved in this project, the University of Minnesota Extension's involved. What's kind of the two roles in that? What's the who's doing which parts?
So the university has drafted and responded to our feedback and then presented us with the actual interview guide, which mm-hmm. has a lot of that quantified information. They then gave us a training on how to conduct these interviews. And then we take it from there locally. So we're responsible for actually meeting with business owners and all of that. We then send our responses that we get from these interviews back to the University of Minnesota. But there are another series of partnerships here that I think are really important and are the reason this program is able to happen, which are the Friends of Downtown Northfield, a local group of volunteers who are also big stakeholders in the downtown, who have volunteered a lot of time in giving us feedback on the interviews and also volunteering to conduct these interviews, along with a partnership with the Chamber of Commerce, Chamber of Commerce. They've been super helpful as well, for all of the same reasons as the Friends. They've been a great sounding board, and they've been conducting a lot of these interviews and helping us really present ourselves as just not just city staff, but really a local leadership team.
So these interviews, sounds like they've been going on for how many weeks now or so?
Just under a month. We're about 3 weeks in, and we're going to keep on running through December and into January. So there's plenty of time to reach out to us if you would like to be included. If you haven't been already, we are not at all closed. And if you haven't been reached out to already, it is not personal, and I'm very sorry. There's a lot of businesses in Northfield, and it has been a huge undertaking to just even make points of contact with all of them. But please visit our website. You can get there a few different ways. On the northfieldminnesota.gov page, you can do northfieldmn.gov/CBC. or northfieldmn.gov/1677. They should both lead you to our Connecting Businesses and Community Visitation Program site, where you can input information about your business to be included so we know to reach out to you in the coming weeks.
And is there a lot of prep work that a business has to do before this? Do they have a lot of, you know, is there some paperwork you got to do, or is it just this 1 hour interview really that you, or, you know, I guess, actually, I'm assuming, how long is this interview process that they're actually going to go through? So all said and done, how long would a business probably dedicate to this?
Under an hour is the interview length time. It's great if you are able to review the interview guide and a letter that describes more about the details of the program before we sit down. It helps you come up with some of those kind of quantifiable answers, right? So, for instance, we ask, how far do your employees travel to get to work? Right. So are they driving in from the cities? Are they walking to work? That sort of question. We found that managers like to kind of survey their employees or just think about that a little bit before we sit down. That can be useful. And at the same time, it's not necessary. It's something we can talk through during the interview and get a pretty good sense of from that as well. So it's not a huge time commitment, but we know around the holidays, especially retail managers are super busy. That's one of the reasons we are pushing into the new year. We want to give people a little bit of breathing room. And we'll try to work around your schedule. I'll come to your business. You can come to City Hall. Lots of options. We would just love to chat.
And this is business you're interviewing. Are all businesses welcome? Small businesses, medium corporations, right? All the different sizes? Or is there a focus you have in this project?
No specific focus other than businesses. I would say small, definitely. Big, definitely. Middle, definitely. the goal is to provide information for expansion, really. The University of Minnesota's program was originally called the Business Retention and Expansion Program, and they've renamed that acronym to Connecting Businesses and Community. And I think those core values, though, of retention and expansion still are very much prevalent in how they've designed the interviews. So whether you're small and want to get bigger, small want to stay small, or big and want to expand in Northfield, those are all very ideal situations for us to work through in that interview process.
Wonderful. Anything else you want to share with us, Emery?
If you want to participate, please visit our website, northfieldmn.gov/CBC or northfieldmn.gov/1677.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for joining us today.
For sure. Yeah, loved being here. Thanks for having me.